Researchers say there is a lot to love and to gain about raising food and animals. It's economical and it's therapeutic. That's why there's a growing movement to help steer veterans from the battlefield to this more bucolic setting. For our series Off the Base, WSF's Bobby O'Brien takes you to a veteran's garden, now under construction, near Tampa's Lowry Park Zoo.
Volunteers are cutting fence posts, digging post holes, and setting a perimeter around the 10 raised beds soon to become the Veterans Garden.
Looks straight enough.
That's Marine Corps veteran Bernie Lodico. He's on his knees, packing soil around a newly set fence post, and he knows the value of digging in dirt.
I've always had a garden. Yeah, it's relaxing and self-sufficient. You don't have to depend on anybody. It's part of me.
And you said you were Vietnam era.
Two tours. You know, and that's what makes us do what we do. We're more people that we don't like being out. We don't like going in crowds or nothing.
Next to the Veterans Garden are many more raised beds filled with bright green and red lettuce, carrots, onions, strawberries, and tomatoes. Food from that part of the garden is donated to the hungry. To the south is a greenhouse, the pride of garden supervisor Will Carey.
There's 350 blue tilapia in here, and we're growing food. We got the cost of this running at about $2 a month, and that's only because I add protein to their diet. They get this twice a day. The reason this is all covered up is because of the cold weather, but ordinarily, a very docile fish ordinarily, except when you feed them. This is one of the things that we want to introduce to the veterans as well, that, you know, there is a certain amount of science involved in it, but it's also something that you can incorporate in your everyday life.
It was Carey who got a grant from USAA to create this Veterans Garden. And after the ribbon cutting, February 16th, he says veterans will be able to experience much more than seeding, weeding, and harvesting vegetables.
We got bees, we got chickens, and we do it all on less than an acre of land to show that you don't have to have massive amounts of land to grow food.
The two things that we kept finding repeatedly when we were talking with farmer veterans were chickens and bees.
Karen Besterman-Dahan is a researcher with the VA.
Chickens and bees were very calming and soothing and important to them, even if they didn't grow up with them.
Besterman-Dahan says researchers are only beginning to track the value of agriculture, whether farming or gardening, for veterans as they move back into civilian life. Yet she says some early evidence shows there are physical and mental health benefits.
You know, veterans join the military because they want to make a difference in the world. And coming back and being able to serve their community, this is a definite way and a very life-affirming way to be able to grow something and watch it through the process.
She has interviewed veterans across the country to measure the impact that farming or smaller community projects like this one are having on their lives.
A big finding that we had was that veterans found that since they started in their community agricultural initiatives, they were more comfortable talking with civilians and more comfortable talking with strangers and people that didn't have a military background. Those were really important things.
And she adds that the veterans' families have noticed it as well. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
There's also a Veterans Garden in Sarasota, the Green Path Veterans Farm, created by the Florida Veterans for Common Sense Fund. You can learn more off the base at WUSFnews.org.